A very good morning to you and welcome back to another Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Mike Pearsall here in the chair ahead of what's going to be a massive weekend of sport. Of course, the AFL, the NRL, we've got Champions League on at the moment, and tonight the Masters gets underway at Augusta. I cannot wait. We'll start with Rugby League, where one of the Code's legends and Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga is being targeted to take over as caretaker at the Rabbitohs. Reports suggest the club would want Mal Meninga to keep the seat warm before allowing Dolphins coach Wayne Bennett to return next season. The Sydney Morning Herald's senior NRL reporter Adrian Prezenko has told 2GB he might just be a short-term fix.
Most people would have presumed that Ben Hornby would be the guy that would be the caretaker, but my understanding is that they want Mal to hold the reins until the end of the year with a due to getting Wayne Bennett for 2025 and beyond once he completes his Dolphins commitment.
That is, of course, assuming Jason Demetrio can't turn the team's fortunes around. They will play the Sharks on Saturday night. Meanwhile, the Roosters' shock loss to the Bulldogs may have provided the spark they need to start playing their best football. They were down 26-0 before clawing their way back to 30-26, despite finishing the game with 11 players on the field. Coach Trent Robinson says he saw plenty of good signs from his team before full-time.
I think some of the things that I saw during that game, there were things that we've been fighting for a long time. You know, the character that was showed, and there was a lot of courage in that period, and you know, you get excited by that.
The Roosters will take on the Knights in Newcastle tonight to kick off round six. Richmond great Matthew Richardson says the AFL made the right decision to hand Jeremy Finlayson a three-game ban for making a homophobic slur towards an Essendon player. Finlayson will also have to pay for his own Pride in Sport education training. Richardson has told 3AW Radio Finlayson made the right decision to own up and admit the mistake.
He reported it to his own club straight away. He's now, I'm sure, going to accept his suspension and, as he said, improve and educate himself and be better. So he made a mistake. You can't hang him out now. He's apologised and you know, he'll get better for that.
Sydney Swans star Errol Goulden has re-signed with the club until the end of 2028. The 21-year-old signed a four-year contract extension following offers from other clubs. Goulden telling Fox Footy one club offered a 10-year deal, but he was happy to sign on for the 4 years.
You know, at the end of the day, I think 4 years was the right option for me and for the club as well. It gives them a bit of security over the next kind of 4 years. You know, also allows me to focus on my footy and not have to worry about what the future holds for the time being, while also, I think, you know, leaving a bit up to me that I do have to perform as well.
The Demons will debut young gun Colton Tholstrup at the MCG tonight, replacing suspended forward Cozzy Pickett against an unchanged Lions side. Lachie Neal will play his 250th AFL game. Two members of the Australian contingent have had poor preparations for the Masters before tonight's tee-off. Minwoo Lee fractured his ring finger 11 days ago, but says he isn't in too much discomfort at Augusta National. Cameron Smith says he's only just overcome a bout of food poisoning.
Probably just tried to do a little bit too much and our body just kind of shut down on me and spent the weekend in the bed, which wasn't the greatest preparation, but today's probably the first day where I feel like I've got a little bit of energy.
Meanwhile, world number two Rory McIlroy believes he has what it takes to finally win the elusive green jacket at Augusta. The Masters is the only major title he needs to become the sixth player to win golf's Grand Slam. McIlroy says he's flattered to hear Tiger Woods is backing him to win.
I've got all the tools to do well this week. To bring those tools out, I think one of the most important things is to enjoy it and smell the, I guess not the roses, the azaleas along the way.
Back home, Kirtley Beale is striving to become the first Indigenous player to reach 100 caps for the Wallabies. The 35-year-old is preparing to relaunch his career with the Western Force after being cleared of sexual assault charges in February. Beale, who has played at 95 tests, has told 2GB Radio he has unfinished business with the Wallabies.
I've got some big dreams. I've got some ambition to be able to chase a big carrot, which is next year, the British Irish Lions tour. I've been out of the game now for a year. My body's feeling good. The hunger's there. The fire in the belly's still there.
Still with Union, NRL-bound winger Mark Nawangani Tawasi has been dropped by the Waratahs for tomorrow night's Super Rugby clash with the Crusaders. The Champions League quarterfinals are ongoing. PSG and Barcelona are taking each other on in Paris in their first leg, while Atletico Madrid and Borussia Dortmund are playing this morning as well. You can catch the match live, catch up with the replay, or you can get all the highlights over at Stan Sport. And Aussie Alexei Popperin has upset 6th seed Andre Rublev at the Monte Carlo Tennis Masters. It sets up a clash with countryman Alex Deminor, meaning an Australian is guaranteed to reach the quarterfinals. That's all this morning from the Wide World of Sports team. Mike Pearsall here in the chair with you. I'll be back tomorrow morning for a very happy Friday. I'll see you then.